Daniel 4.
Amen. So we can read from verse 1.
Chaveringa kunime tanga.
And at that time shall Michael stand up.
Zvino nenguva iyoyo Mikaeri achasimuka.
The great prince who standeth for the children of thy people.
Muchinda mkuru anomirira vanhu vako.
And there shall be a time of trouble.
Pachava nenguva yematambudziko.
Such as never was since there was a nation even to the same time.
Matambudziko asina kutombooneka kubva nyika dzichisikwa.
And at that time, thy people shall be delivered. Everyone that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some to everlasting life. And some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever.
Navose vanotendeu vakatendeutsa vanhu kuti vatevere vachapenya nekusingaperi.
But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words.
Zvino iwe Daniel, vhara hako mashoko aya.
And seal the book.
Usimbise bhuku iri uri vhare.
Even to the time of the end.
Rimirire kusvika nguva yekuguma.
And many shall run to and fro.
Vazhinji vachamhanya vachienda nekudzoka.
And knowledge shall be increased.
Zvino zivo ichakwirira zvikuru.
Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two.
Zvino ini Daniel ndakati ndichitarira, tarira kwakamira vamwe vaviri.
The one on this side of the bank of the river.
Mumwe ari mhiri ino yorwizi.
And the other one, on that side of the bank of the river.
Mumwe ari kumahombe kombe emhiri werwizi.
And one said to the man clothed in linen.
Zvino umwe akati kune uyo wakanga akashonga nguo chena.
Which was upon the waters of the river.
Uyo wakanga ari pamvura dzerwizi.
How long shall it be to the end of these wonders?
Ko zvino nguva yekuti mashura aya aitike ichange iripo rinhiko?
And I heard the man clothed in linen,
ndakanzwa uyo murume wakakashonga zvichena,
which was upon the waters of the river,
wakanga ari pamvura dzerwizi,
when he held up his hand, his right hand, and his left hand unto heaven.
Wakanda achisimudza ruoko rwake rwerudyi nerweruboshwe akasimudzira kudenga.
And swear by him that liveth forever and ever.
Akapika na uyo anogara narini narini.
That it shall be for a time, times and a half.
Zvino zvichava panguva dzinguva nechikamu chenguva.
This is 3.5 years.
Zvinova anova makore matatu ane chidimbo.
And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people.
Zvino kana achinga apedzisa zvake kuparadzira simba revanhu vatsvene.
All these things shall be finished.
Zvinhu zvose izvi zvichapedziswa hano.
And I heard, but I understood not.
Ine hangu ndakanzwa asi handina kunzwisisa.
Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things?
Zvino ini ndakati, haiwa Ishe wangu, ko magumo ezvinhu izvi
And he said, "Go thy way, Daniel. For the words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end." Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand. But the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days.
Pachaita 1,290 mazuva.
Blessed is he that waiteth.
Wakaropa patwa anomirira.
Those days another 2-3.5 years.
Amen.
And blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,305 and 30 days.
Wakaropa patwa anomirira mazuva 1,330.
But go thy way till the end be. For thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of days. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. May be seated. We have saved our translators from translating thousands, hundreds, and all these other figures you've been hearing.
Nyaya yekuti takati vatudziri vedu vasazvinetse nekuisa muchishona manhamba akakurisisa.
Because Zimbabweans are so educated, because even the elders were counting in trillions.
MuZimbabwe vanhu vakafunda zvikuru zvekuti kunyange chembere dzaitaura kuti ndine tiririoni yemadhora.
So there's no need to translate that one because everybody understands.
Nechikonzero ichocho hapana chikonzero chekududzira manhamba.
Amen.
Amen.
Did you know that Zimbabwe is number one country on literacy in the whole of Africa?
Tanga tichizviziva here kuti muno muAfrica ndi Zimbabwe ndo iri pa number one.
Alright. You are one of them.
Amen.
Amen. So we'd like to speak for the next maybe 2 hours. Amen. Or so. Or maybe less. While we get to be looking together in the book of Daniel. We all know that the book of Daniel is a book of prophecy. And what we read in the book of Daniel intertwines with what we read in Genesis and Revelation. Amen. So the book of Daniel is tucked right in the middle of the Bible. So much that the devil fears to pull that one out of the Bible. But the devil has done a lot of harm on the book of Revelation and the book of Genesis. Because many people don't even have Genesis in their Bibles. Or Revelation. The devil attacks those ones first. Because the devil knows those books, they reveal him.
Saka ndiyaporosa anozviziva kuti zvakazarurwa na Genesis mabhuku anomufumura.
Showing his beginning and his ending in the lake of fire.
Anoratidza kuti paakatangira ndepapapa asi ari kuguma ari mugomba remoto.
Just like every thief who doesn't want to be known.
Saka unoziva mbavha yega yega.
And if every evil person doesn't want to be identified. Amen. But we are so thankful that God in this end time, he gave us a prophet. Amen. Whose message was prophetic. And he came to a prophetic class of people whose ears are tuned to understand prophetic utterances. Amen.
Amen.
We are not talking about the kind of prophecies that we are hearing these days. That somebody from Nigeria tells you a country in Southern Africa is going to do this and it doesn't happen that way. And then they change. You know, prophetic utterance that's edited according to situations.
Vanotaura kuti muZimbabwe kanakuti pane nyika iri kuSouthern Africa zvakadai 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 zvichaitika zvobva zvananga nekusiriko obva ati aiwa zvananga ngedza kutaura ndezvakati ndezvakati ndezvakati.
And some of their children who are in this country are also doing the same.
Vana vacho vaprofita iva vakadaro vari munyika ino vanoita izvozvo kuti zvimuite.
We're not talking about that. A prophet is born a prophet. Amen. You don't fail all level and then go to Nigeria, come back, and you are a prophet. We don't call that prophecy, we call that magic. Okay. So we don't want to hang our lives on magician tricks.
No.
But we want to rest our lives on something that is eternal. But the reason why those kind of things thrive in our country and other African countries is because we were born and raised under witch doctors. Some of your fathers or your grandfathers could be witch doctors today. So those kind of religions, they thrive. Including white garment churches. We want to believe that you who is in the message, you don't want to listen to what they are saying. Even if your relatives are going to those churches and they come to tell you that, you know, our family received this spirit and that other spirit, this is why you are not working, this is why you are doing this, you don't listen to that. It's all lies. We don't listen to evil spirits. Amen. You tell them, me, I'm going to pray and I'm going to get a job. Amen. You tell them, I'll be married very soon, and I'll call you, and you are going to Bruma Hill on my wedding day. Because we know that our God can do anything. The theme of our revival is all things are possible. Amen. To them that believe. It is you that can describe what all things mean. Amen. And we believe it's all things. Amen. Anything that your faith reaches is going to happen. That's true, Brother Paul Gwaze. All the way from South Africa. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Our thoughts, what we are looking at right now, is the whole world is under uncertainty. They do not know what is going to happen tomorrow. Especially after the reckless statements was made. Amen. That Jerusalem is the capital city of Israel. Amen. And that brought a lot of shock waves throughout the whole world. And the United Nations quickly had a caucus to vote whether it is true or not, or whether they want it or not in the United Nations. And it is so full of Arabs.
United Nations yakazara ma Arab.
And they started, you know, talking to this other country and this other country. And unanimously they agreed that they don't support that statement. But it doesn't matter, it has been said already. And Israel is happy about it. They're already getting ready to move the capital city and also the embassy of Israel into Jerusalem. So while that is happening, a lot of other prophecies are falling in place. A lot of times, people in the message, they want to see this other prophecy announced and fulfilled, and this other one, and this other one. Then we get on our toes and ready to go. Did you know that the very time of crucifixion of Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Many promises in the Old Testament got fulfilled in just one day.
magwara akawanda ezviprofita zvakanga zvakaprofitwa mutestamendi yakare zvakazadziswa muawa yakaroverwa Jesu chete.
From Gethsemane and on his journey to the cross, that whole journey going to the cross, so many scriptures fulfilled right onto the day of the crucifixion. We don't want to be ignorant, but we want to be very sure that God fulfills his word. Even when Jesus Christ was born, amen, a lot of scriptures were fulfilled just at that time. It had to take a heathen king to make an announcement that everybody must go back to his place of nativity. And I want to believe that many people were cursing that emperor, Augustus. But God was not worried about the cursing. God was looking his jigsaw puzzle coming into place. Amen. Even the fact that when they got into the city, all hotels were full up, and even all clinics and hospitals were all full up, booked up. But Jesus, being a Lamb of God, he could not be born in a hotel. Amen. So every place had to be filled up, and they had to find their way into a crawl. Amen. It had to be so that the word of God might be fulfilled. Amen. Right there in Bethlehem. It had to be like that. Amen. Is that true? So we don't wait for trumpets and everything to blow so that everybody say, oh yeah, this is what was prophesied. No, no, no. Quietly, but surely. Amen. And believers today also, they are very aware that the brethren that's busy testifying and putting tents and everything, things are different now. One revival meeting, back then you used to baptize 100 or so. But these days now, brother, you scream, you swear to do everything else. The best you can do is to baptize at least 2. What is happening? Cold weather is blowing on the Gentile people. Is that right? The Gentile ages are finishing off. God is fulfilling scripture. When Jesus Christ came, he came for the Jew. But the Jew refused him. Is that right? When the Jew refused Jesus Christ, he gave his back to the Jew. And he faced the Gentile. And he brought a messenger for the Ephesian church age. Paul. to carry the gospel to the Gentiles. God even told him, you are a vessel that will carry the gospel to the Gentile. Is that right?
Amen.
Why? Because the Jew refused him. They said, let his blood be upon us and upon our children and their children's children. Is that right? Them Jews, when Christ was being crucified, they thought they were really fixing him. But God heard it. Then he says, fine, let me turn my back to you. And the book of Romans tells us that the eyes of the Jews are blinded, so that the eyes of the Gentiles can be opened. So for seven church ages, the gospel was being preached to the Gentile. For 2,000 years, it was gospel to the Gentile, gospel to the Gentiles. Amen. But it doesn't continue like that. This is now the time. At the end of the seven church ages, when the Jew must have his eyes open again. Because it's not closed for good. Because the Gentile is still receiving mercy. Amen. When the time of mercy for the Gentile is over, Almighty God lifts up the Holy Ghost from the Gentile and gives over to the Jew. All those whose names were written on the Lamb section of the Book of Life among the Gentiles, when they are called in, then now God is going to turn to the Gentile, to the Jew. Is that true?
Amen.
So the Gentile ages are finishing. It's closing now. So the Jew today is getting to be awakened. Amen. The rabbis are aware that the Messiah is coming. Is that right?
Amen.
They are ready to receive their Messiah. But are you ready for the rapture? The Gentile must be raptured away so that the Jew must receive their Messiah. Because God does not deal with the Jew and the Gentile at the same time. Is that right?
Amen.
Is that in type also? Joseph was a type of Jesus Christ. When he went over to Egypt, amen, he's the one that was taking care of all the corn at the time of famine. This time of famine also, the Gentile has been receiving food, spiritual food in due season. Is that right? And Joseph got married to a Gentile woman. The name was Esnath. She was a Gentile. Egyptian is a Gentile. Is that right? Egyptian. Hallelujah. So Joseph, in type, like Jesus Christ, marrying a Gentile woman. Is that right? But time was coming when Joseph's brothers were coming to buy corn. Amen. And Joseph identified them. But his brothers thought Joseph was long dead. Because they sold him and they used the money. In their mind, Joseph is finished. But when those brothers were coming to buy corn, Joseph identified Reuben, Levi, Simeon. He was able to identify them. Amen. You remember how he was playing tricks on them? Putting the whole cup inside their bags. And the soldiers went for them, brought them back. But Joseph knew time is coming. I've got to reveal myself to my brothers. But I cannot reveal myself to my brothers when Esnath is here. Is that right?
Amen.
So when he sees now that he's playing the last trick for Benjamin to come, because you remember that when Moses and Elijah are preaching to the Jew, 144,000 are coming. So Joseph was counting the brothers, and there were supposed to be 11, and he's the 12th. So this is why he wanted Benjamin to come. So when Benjamin finally came, Joseph says, Esnath, go to the palace with the children before Jesus Christ reveals himself to the Jew. He says, you bride, go up in the rapture. Hallelujah. So the bride is raptured before he reveals himself to 144,000 Jews. Hey, watchtower brother. It's not 144 Gentiles. 144,000 Jews. 12 from Benjamin. 12,000 from every tribe. Amen. You go and ask those guys. Which tribe are you? Then they're going to see that they're talking about the wrong scripture. Is that right?
Amen.
So it's 144,000 Jews, which Moses and Elijah are supposed to call. Is that right? So when Benjamin finally arrived, amen. So Joseph came to address the 11. All other times he was using a translator. But this particular night, the 11 brothers were surprised to see Joseph coming alone without a translator. So they're talking to one another, how he's going to speak. Amen. Then he stood there and he started off, Shalom.
Shalom.
And they were shocked that this governor can speak Hebrew. And he says, I am your brother Joseph. They were wanting to run away because they thought he was going to kill them. He says, come back, sit down. I'm not killing you. When you sold me that time, God allowed that to happen so that I can save life. Hallelujah! So that I can save life. Are you seeing the types telling properly? Judas sold Jesus so that life can be saved. Are we not saved? He was supposed to go and to be crucified so that you and me can be alive. Hallelujah! Says, I am your brother. Are you not Reuben? Are you not Simeon? Are you not Levi? Are you not Issachar? It was not discernment, he knew them. Amen. And between the last one and Benjamin, he left one chair open. Amen. Then from the front of them, he walked and he sat right there so that the picture can be complete. Hallelujah. Scripture must be fulfilled. We are a prophetic class of people. When we are reading scripture, we don't read it like newspaper. Amen. We are seeing the word of God moving into place. When we are looking at the world events, it's not just news for us. But we are seeing something moving into place. Because one important event for us, amen, is we are going up in the rapture. Is that right? We are going up. That is the greatest event we're here for. Others are waiting for other things. We are waiting for the rapture. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isn't the Lord wonderful? Praise God. It's time for me to read a quote. Amen. I want to start off from reading beginning and ending of the Gentile dispensation. I'm reading from paragraph 32.
Paragraph 32.
Now Daniel is given this assurance.
Daniel akapiwa kunyatsonzwisisa uku
that at the end of the Gentile dispensation,
kuti panobvuma zera revarudzi ekunze.
Read when you go home tomorrow.
Isipatinoenda kumba mangwana.
Read the 11th chapter.
Ngativerenge Daniel 11.
You can see how the king of the north,
tinoona kuti mambo wekumusoro,
is coming down,
wakudzika,
which is nothing else but Russia. Coming down to press against it like a whirlwind. And the great battle of Armageddon will be fought right there near the gates of Jerusalem. He says, notice, oh, I love this. And at the end, and at that time, thy people shall be delivered. Everyone that's been found written in that book, the Lamb's Book of Life, Michael, the great prince, shall stand up. For what? For thy people. All right. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake.
When these times take place. First resurrection. And some to everlasting life. And some to shame and everlasting contempt. Are you seeing that?
Amen.
Let me wait there a little bit. Many of you that's looking around, have you ever noticed that even in the news, that a day or two will never pass before they talk about the Middle East? Because that is the center. You know what? The Jews believe that when God started creating this earth, he says the first atom, it bested on Israel to make the whole earth. I'm not saying this is what happened. That's what they believe. Because they believe they are a great nation. But the eye of the whole world is on the Middle East. We also have been asked to watch as a clock on Israel. That is the timepiece. We look at it and then we know what is happening. Is that right? 1948, when Israel got its independence. Then many other countries started having their independence also. Is that right? Because in scripture, when the fig tree began to bud, and the Bible says, and the other trees. Is that right? So they are watching it. We are also watching the same. Is that right? And we believe that God is doing something. Did you read the prophet talking about Russia, the king of the north coming down? We just read it, the paragraph above this. The king of the north. And the prophet says there is no other king up there. The king of the north is Russia. Brother, all of a sudden, Russia comes down to the Middle East. Is that right? Its navy, its soldiers are in Syria. Is that right? So the interest is down there on the Middle East. And this is where the interest of the whole world, the eyes are right there. America is also watching there. And all the countries of the world are dividing themselves according to who is interested in what in the Middle East. That is on the natural. But spiritually speaking, all the evil spirits today, they get agitated when you make a stand for Almighty God. Is that right? Before you make a stand for God, you are the same with everybody else. But the day you make a declaration, isn't that also reckless? When you tell your father, your mother, your brothers in the family, you alone in the family, and you tell them, me, I'm now a believer.
I'm a Christian. I no longer go to your church again. Something has opened in my eyes. I've decided to follow this way. From that day, demons are against you. They're fighting you because you've decided to cross the fence. Every time when something spiritual like this happens, hell is agitated. Is that right? Yes. When Moses was born, he was a deliverer. And he was in the land. And Pharaoh realized, if these people are going to increase in number, they're going to join our enemy. And they're going to fight us. And we're going to be overcome. Minister of Health, come. Let's kill them before they are born. I'm also talking double for now. Alright? Let's kill them as soon as they are born in them days. But the reason why Pharaoh came up on the throne and gave that declaration is because the prophecy that was given by Abraham so many years before was now getting fulfilled. Did God tell Abraham before the first child was born? He says, you are going to be a father of nations. Before Isaac was born, says, but your children are going to a foreign land. They're going to be servants. But I'm going to remove them with a mighty hand. So the birth of Moses was the fulfillment of what God told Abraham. And hell knew what was happening. Hell. And had to make Pharaoh wake up. Says, kill the children. Is that right? Kill them so that you can also wipe away the deliverer. But brother, you can never outwit God. God took the deliverer, put him right in the palace. And took the very mother of the deliverer, and he was on salary. Amen. And Moses, who was right in Pharaoh's house, was not in fair mind. He was eating royal jelly. Right in the palace. Pharaoh was feeding the deliverer. He sent the deliverer to school. He made him an army general. Amen. He never outwitted God. Amen. So remember, the day you make a decision, the correct decision, hell is shaken. And a lot is going to happen around you. But when it is happening, fear not. Because now you know you're on the right road. You are on the right side. Hallelujah. When that happens, is that right? Three magi. They came from the east. They were following the star. And the star went over Jerusalem to Bethlehem behind there. And the Magi thought it was Jerusalem. And they went through into Jerusalem. And they started asking, where is he born, King of the Jews? When they asked that question, they looked up to check for the star. It was no more there. The star stopped shining when they got into Jerusalem, because it was the wrong place. Hallelujah. But the king Herod heard that. How can there be another king when I'm alive? Hell rose up and anointed Herod. The same devil that anointed Pharaoh in the days of Moses was the same devil that came to Herod and devised the same scheme again. And he says, when you see him, come and tell me. I also want to go and worship him. Was that true? And as soon as the Magi gave their back and they were going out of Jerusalem, the star appeared and kept on going to Bethlehem of Judea. Hallelujah! And King Herod, he called the scribes. He said, search in your books. Is this matter true? Amen. And the scribes went through in the books. And they realized there's a place written about the coming of the Messiah. So the king also knew the Messiah is here. We better kill him now. Is that right? And after the Magi saw Jesus, and they gave their gifts, when they left going away, the angel came over to Mary and Joseph. Says, quickly, pack and go. You go to Africa. You go to Egypt. And you remain there until I tell you. The devil is always a loser. Amen. He can never outwit God. And they went over to Egypt. At the moment they left the land to go to Egypt, a declaration was given. All male children, 2 years and below, kill them. He thought by doing so, the Messiah will also die. Amen. Brother, the devil will never touch you. Amen. God knows his own. And he will take care of his own. Hallelujah. This is what we know. They were in Egypt until this king died. Amen. Herod received an oration of somebody and he raised him up on the level of angels. He accepted it. He died right there and worms ate him alive.
and news went over to Egypt, your enemy is dead, you can go back. And when they came back, they didn't go to Bethlehem. Amen. Where did they go? They went to another village where they were before. Is that right?
Amen.
In a little village of Nazareth. So that the scripture might be fulfilled. But he was a Nazarite. When you are a believer, whatever you do, wherever God leads you, it's not for nothing. No. You are fulfilling God's predestination about you. Hallelujah. So when
Russia
was looking at uranium down in the Middle East, and they're also coming down for oil. In their books, they're looking for these precious minerals. So as they start going in the, as they are veiled in army, going down to help Syria, the rest of the world is reading that they're going to help Assad in Syria. So that it must be acceptable in your mind. No. Uranium.
Oil.
Is that right?
Amen.
Yes. But the scripture is already being fulfilled. When you are reading, brother, what are you reading at? Amen. You must look at scripture being fulfilled. I want to continue reading on paragraph 33. Amen. Just as sure as there is an everlasting life, there's an everlasting departure. It determines on how you treat Jesus Christ in your life.
Amen.
If you love him and born again and got his spirit, you've got everlasting life. If you don't, you have not everlasting life. If your name is written on the Lamb's Book of Life, you have immortal life. If it isn't written there, you will not be recognized. What is it? All those prophecies are fulfilled. Amen. Everything right down to this time. Praise God.
Amen.
How many of you are still awake? Amen. We want to make sure you're awake and you're going to pray midnight. Thanking God for
2017,
that you are alive and he saved you. While you are still on the same knees, 12 o'clock, you thank God for
2018.
Amen. And you tell him what you want for 2018. We're going to do that tonight. Please don't sleep, eh? we are ready to be awake until tomorrow. Are you going to be awake till tomorrow? Amen. Yes, Brother Chimbwanda. All the way from South Africa also. God bless you, my brother.
Amen.
I want to continue reading here. On the Feast of Trumpets. On paragraph 159.
Paragraph 159.
Amen. Not in Revelations, the 9th chapter and the 13th verse. Now notice real close. Under the 6th trumpet. Amen. Because Revelation chapter 9 is giving you trumpets. Amen. We read about trumpets and vials. Amen. And all these things are happening right now in our day. So he says under the 6th trumpet, not. There was, 200,000 horsemen that had been bound in the river Euphrates. Was turned loose under the 6th trumpet. Now, there is not 200,000 horsemen in the world. But there was 200,000 horsemen. Notice, I want you to jot it down so you can read it. There wasn't natural horses.
Amen.
These ones, they're talking about, they're breathing fire. And they had breastplates of jasper. And they had tails. And the end of the tail looked like a serpent. A snake's head. On the end of it, stinging. So, see, it was spiritual horses. Spiritual devils. Chargers. That had been bound in Euphrates. All these years. Supernatural devils. What was it? The old Roman Empire being revived. The persecution of the Jews. They'd been bound for nearly 2,000 years. At the river Euphrates. Can't cross to the promise. A religious sect that was trying to get to the other side, Euphrates. Euphrates, you know? Come through Eden. But they were bound there. 2,000 devils of persecution. Do you see that? Amen. So, these demons, after they were used in the Roman Empire to persecute Christians. Do you remember how Christians were killed in the Roman Empire? And how the Roman Empire changed to a papal empire. And when they'd finished their job during that time, they were hiding and resting at the river Euphrates. Waiting for the next assignment. Six trumpets have blown already to bring Israel back to the homeland. Is that right? The First and the Second World Wars. That's where the six trumpets blew. The way it blew for Israel was to call them to their homeland. And they were being called by a war. So two world wars brought Israel to their homeland. Hallelujah. But the Gentile is not called by a war to this homeland. We are called by a gospel trumpet. Hallelujah. Paul had the first gospel trumpet. I read your second gospel trumpet, Columba gospel trumpet, Martin gospel trumpet, Martin Luther gospel trumpet, John Wesley gospel trumpet. This is the seventh gospel trumpet. Hallelujah. And this last one is a jubilee trumpet. Hallelujah. To free you from denominational bondage. And in this last one, he comes with a shout. Hallelujah. He comes with the voice of the archangel. And he comes with the trump of God. We are here tonight. The message circle is because the last angel, he came with a shout. And God made him to go through every continent to call his children to a message. He called you to an atonement to see the word of God made flesh again. Hallelujah! The first time when the Jews came together, they came to see the very life of Jesus Christ, and they crucified him. They refused the atonement. But this gospel trumpet, which we have received ourselves, amen, he's calling us not to see another one in flesh, the word of God made flesh. God assuming a flesh of a man in this end time. This is why he called us. He wanted to have another demonstration. Are you getting what I was saying? In this end time, God wants to have another demonstration. Him getting a body and jumps into the body and preaches this message in that body. This was a repeat of Genesis 18. Abraham saw three men coming. But one of the men was Elohim. He got a body, and he was inside the body. And he was talking to Abraham. He ate meat in Abraham's tent. Is that right? And then he was talking about the promise.
about the coming of Isaac. And when he was talking about the promise, Sarah was in the tent. And he asked Abraham, where is Sarah, thy wife? He says, she's in the tent behind you. Brother Branham, in this end time, he says, I want to show you that the same Elohim is here. The same way he did then, getting a body, getting into the body, and giving the promise again. Then on the pulpit, Brother Ron, he turned around. And he started discerning from behind. Says, this is a sign that God has done the same thing again. Hallelujah! He wants a body so that he can use it to fulfill his own word. So when he did that in our day, then he gave us the rapture promise. Hallelujah! To make sure you realize we need the promise of the rapture. Faith for the rapture. Faith for the change of our bodies. Isn't this what we're waiting here for? Are you waiting for a fleet of buses? Are you waiting to build a whole big city? Is this what you're waiting for? No, brother. You're waiting for the rapture. You're waiting for the change of this body. And then he challenges us. If you don't have faith for divine healing, how can you have faith for the change of this body? Because healing is an earnest of the resurrection. Hallelujah! If God can heal a body that is sick, a body that is eaten with cancer, if he can do that, is he not able to change your body? This is the time. This is the time when the church has got to believe it. Because very soon we must be going. Then we leave all these things behind. Amen. When you're having it good here, you don't want to go. If you are still enjoying it here, you cannot go. This is why it was very difficult for Dathan, brother, to go. We are going home. We must go. We must have a body change. We got to leave this place. Hallelujah! There is another place we must go. May God grant us grace. Amen. So Israel is in the homeland. After six trumpets have blown, they're waiting for the last one. The seventh one is what they're waiting there for. Is that right? And the seventh one is Moses and Elijah. They are Jewish prophets. They've got a message.
which is able to call the 144,000 Jews. Oh, the Lord is good, my brother. Do you love that? Amen. You know, while we're busy talking like this, somebody's in dreamland. Come to church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's celebrate the going away of 2017. Hallelujah. Together. Amen.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, you must also listen. You must be like Moses, who said, not even a hoof will remain behind. We are going. With our fathers, with our mothers, with our children, with our boys, with our girls, we are going home.
Amen.
The tongues have been interpreted already. Let's go ahead. I'm still reading Feast of Trumpets. Amen. I dropped in so that you know, we show you where the six trumpets have been fulfilled. And notice what happens under the sixth trumpet. They were turned loose on the Jews. The persecution of the Jews. Supernatural devils. Nearly 2,000 years. They were staying there. Then loosed by Stalin, Hitler upon the Jews.
Amen.
Amen. It's the same spirit. They done the same. The same things they did on the Christians in the old pagan Roman days. Now, watch the natural Israel and the spiritual church now as we separated here, turned loose on the Jews. Amen. You remember under the sixth seal how every one of those matters are calling according to the word of God. Receive robes. It was given to them by the grace. Because they are blinded. That they can't see their gospel. That these people might be called out of the Gentiles for the bride. They were given robes. The Bible says here, under that trumpet, them Jews, who absolutely is against Christ and everything. The reason they are is because the Bible said they were blinded. And they were blinded for your sake. Amen. And the just God knows that they would receive it. But they were made blind for your sake.
Excuse me.
Amen. Is that so? Yes. Watch this, brother. The same demons that were persecuting Christians during the Roman Empire. Is that right? And when that pagan empire got dissolved, they took them, the same demons, and they packed them by the river Euphrates. Amen. But at the time of Mussolini, Hitler, Stalin, in the First and Second World War, Hitler, Mussolini. So they had to take the same demons. To kill the Jews. Is that right? Some were killed by shooting. Some were in gas chambers. A lot of things happened, but 6 million. They died for our sake. But that was a way of bringing them back home. But brother, sister, the sad part of it, Mama Rome, the same one that was using them at the beginning, was the same one that went to pick them and use them herself to fight the Jews. Are you getting it? Are you not sleeping over this? Remember, the same 2,000 demons, they were in, that's what were, they were the ones that were used to kill Christians. Is that right? And we told you the pagan Rome changed into papal Rome. So the Roman Empire was not there in the First and Second World War. But the papal Rome is the one that took them demons again, the same way it was doing back then, to use it upon the Jew. You'll be shocked to know that the priests were the ones who had the guns in killing the Jews. They were the captains in the murder camps. So you watch every genocide. Who is on the lead? Then you are going to know who exactly is the enemy of Christianity. And you are going to know why the Bible says she is drunk with the blood of the saints. How many are awake? This is what we're talking about. God have mercy. Amen. Praise be the name of the Lord. There is that Roman Empire. Bound there by what? Ecclesiastical powers. Which Rome, pagan Rome, became papal Rome. And bound there in his traditions of Christian. What part of Christian? superstitions. It heard of Rome putting together all these worship of women. And all these other kind of stuff. Christmas days and holidays and holidays and things. It's been bound with that tradition that it cannot let loose. Because it's against Christian principles. Still the same ungodly pagan spirit. And that spirit caught in the nations of the world. According to the prophecies of Ezekiel and the rest of them. Amen. Do you see where we are, brother, sister? May God have mercy on us. I want to jump and read from the seventh seal. Amen. 233, the prophet says here.
Paragraph 233, prophet Anon.
Notice, it's the end of the church age.
It's
the end of the seven seals.
It's
the end of the trumpets. Is the end of the vials. And every, even ends the ushering in of the millennium. That's on the seventh seal. It's just like firing a rocket into the air. And the rocket explodes here. And it goes up. Then it explodes again. It puts out five stars. One of the five explodes and blows out five stars from it. And one of them stars explodes, blows out five stars from it. It fades on it. That's what the seventh seal is. It just ends the time of the world. It ends the time for this. It means the time for that. It ends the time for this. It ends time. Everything just ended up on the seventh seal. I put in this quote for you to realize. God has given us all the seals. They are open. So that we realize this is the end of time. Is that right?
Amen.
When the angel of Revelation 10:1 came down with one foot on the sea and one on the land, and he declared, time shall be no longer. This is the time when the issue of time is being dealt with. The time of Paul, we were just going, sailing through. Time of Irenaeus, we're sailing through. The issue of time was never brought in. But when the mighty angel came down, then he's now addressing the issue of time. So that we realize we are in the end time. Then Peter says, people with reprobate minds, they say, ever since our forefathers have been talking about the end of the world, where is the end coming? Yes, Peter, we are hearing what they are saying. But today, because a mighty angel comes down,
He makes a declaration, the time shall be no longer. Amen. There's no more time. When the last seventh church age messenger comes on the scene, there's no other church age coming. Hallelujah. The next thing that must happen is the going away of the church. And all world systems are rolling to the end. Every one of them is saying, we're trying to do this, we're trying to do this. Brother, they're trying nothing. There is no better economy system that is coming for any country in the world because we are in the end. There is no political ideology that will ever raise any other country to do well because we've come to the end. Yeah, because we thought the Americans, brother, they were the best, they had the best, you know, ideology in the world. They lose elections, they bust people on the street. White people, brother, going on the street demonstrating like black people. We are all the same. It's the same spirit. The black people that do it, the Americans that are doing it. In Britain, they're having Brexit. Brother, in Iran right now, they're on the streets. It's a spirit of the world. There is nothing new that is coming. All the meetings that's going on, brother, is just going around. We have come to the end. The only thing, the next thing that has got to happen for this world is the rapture of the church. Hallelujah. We must be going home one of these mornings. Homegoing time. Because the angel came to make a declaration, time shall be no longer. Amen. The Americans tell you, yes, the great one is coming. Talking about Los Angeles. But they lower it down. They don't want to. They say, yeah, but it's going for 3 weeks only. We won't have power for 3 weeks, so just keep your food in the boot of the car for 3 weeks. The devil is trying to soothe the conscience of the people. But meanwhile, this is an hundredfold. brother is simmering like this. Amen. It's just about to break loose. It's ready to go. This is what is happening now. And the prophet, do you know what he said? It will be worse than the last day of Pompeii. When the volcanic ash came up out of the volcano, and then the lava, brother, it just gushed out on the whole city, and nobody woke up. They died right there on the spot. Finish. But the prophet says it's going to be worse than those days. Amen. But the bride is going home. We are told what is going to happen. Did Elohim talk to Abraham?
Oh, hallelujah.
Shall I hide these things? Knowing you are a fellow heir of inheritance, Abraham says, suppose 50 are there in Sodom. Are you going to destroy it? He says, no. Say, for the sake of 50, I won't destroy it. And Abraham was on a countdown with Elohim. He says, may I find favor in your sight? 50, 45, 40, 45, 35, 30, until he came to 10. Abraham says, hey. But Lot invited me to his church the other time. It was all full up. There were more than 50. And I was bargaining with what I saw. With what I saw in his church. But he now realizes I was looking at the wrong people. Brother, how many people escaped? Lot and his two daughters. It was less than 10. But God says, I'm going to destroy. Amen. So when they were going, Mrs. Lot also followed. They were told, don't look back. But Lot, my mama Lot still thought about the association of women. She was the chairman of all the clubs and everything. Everything is remained behind. Hey. Brother, she tried to fight the turning. Ah, but brother, she turned back. When she turned, sodium bromide. Oh, brother, don't look back. When you repent your sin, when you repent of that sin, don't look back. Don't check what others are doing who are still sinning like you are doing. Don't look back. One way. Let's go. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
The Lord is wonderful. Isn't he wonderful? Yes, 155. Feast of Trumpets. Amen. Are you there? Ready?
Amen.
Do you want to hear what the prophet said there?
He says, now notice exactly the continuity of Scripture. He says exactly the same. Under the seventh trumpet is to Israel what it is to Israel. The same as the seventh seal was to the church. Aha. Did you hear that? These two sevens. We have our seven to the Gentile, seventh seal. Is that right? But the Jew has got the seven trumpets. Amen. What is the seventh seal doing to us? Bringing down Jesus Christ through a Gentile prophet. Is that right? Unveiling the full word. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel. When it shall begin to sound, the mystery of God shall be finished. So when the prophet comes on the land, he has got God on the inside. It's not him preaching. It is God in him speaking to us. We have heard the voice of God in our day. Because the seventh seal brings him down. He does not leave anything, any stone unturned. Hallelujah. So the seventh seal happens first. Before the seventh trumpet goes to Israel. Why? Because the seventh trumpet is carrying the message of William Branham. So that Moses and Elijah must repeat his message. Is that right? Because this message brought the people together. So the same message, when Moses and Elijah preaches it, it must call the 144,000. That's what the message does. Bring the people together. Because this is the only message under the seventh seal that brings him down with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. So the same thing has got to happen to Israel. They must also have a shout to call the 144,000 together to bring about a resurrection before Armageddon. Hallelujah! We are ready for it. But this bride must go first. Because you are not going to see Armageddon. God do not allow that. Is all right? The prophet says in type. God did not allow Lot to see Sodom burning. But the first thing was he was out of Sodom, then Sodom burnt. Is that right?
Amen.
And Noah was not in the trouble, but God brought him out of the trouble first before the troubles come. And the prophet says, anybody who truly loves his wife, I want to check who is listening to this right now. The prophet says, any man that truly loves his wife, will not allow her to get into trouble. He takes her out of trouble. Then troubles fall, but the wife is free. Is this what he does? Rapture first. Problems come down. Amen. That's what our God does. Amen. So, what the seventh seal does to the Gentile, to bring a prophet who is veiling God. Moses and Elijah are veiling God. It's not their message, but it is the message of God through them. Is that right? Two Jewish prophets for the Jews. Amen. One Gentile prophet to the Gentiles. Do you know? Brother Branham almost went to Israel to go preach. Is that right? He almost went there. Because some of the brothers told him, look, with this pillar of fire you have, and the discernment that you are showing, Jews are going to believe it just like that. So while he was in Cairo, just one leg to go to Tel Aviv, he could have almost gone. But God told him, you're not going. You are a Gentile prophet. They listen to the Jewish prophets. God knows time. Amen. We are pushed by mob. Is that right? We do things because people like it. But if you are a believer, you wait on God. Is it God's time? Are you the man for the hour? Hallelujah! God allows and he also disallows. Let me tell you what happened in 67. Amen. How many of you have heard about the Six-Day War? Arabs, they encircled Israel. Amen. And Israel, looking at the numbers and the ratios, they were finished. But God was in control. He overcame them in days. I'm not giving the details, but they were beaten up. By the end of the war, they had more tanks surrendered to them than what they had before. Our God does that. Even to us. Gentiles, he does the same. But what I want you to notice, when the war was almost finished, and they took Jerusalem, they overcame Jerusalem from the Arabs. And one of the Israeli soldiers, he climbed up on top of the dome of rock. The Muslim thing. You know that one? He went right on top. And he raised up the Israeli flag. Because when the flag is flying, it means we've overcome that one. Is that right? 1967. So the flag went up right there. What would that mean? It means now they're able to pull it out and rebuild the temple, and Jewish worship begins. And Armageddon would have happened then. But God says no. Because you still had to come in. Some of you were not born in 67 yet. But God wanted them to wait. So that you can come in the message. You must be born and you must repent and come in the message. But do you know what happened? The Israeli general, Moshe Dayan. Do you know why I'm holding one eye? Okay. He aimed right on that flag. And he shot on the pole, and it fell like this. God was showing, not now. And they gave that part only back to the Arab. Because God is still counting days. Did we count days here? God is still counting days. So it could have happened a long time. But God says, hold on. Do you know another time in the Bible where God says, hold on? First World War. Is that right?
Amen.
When he says, hold the four winds. The war was raging so hard. Is that right? Armageddon could have happened right then in the first. I've got the quote. I'll read it just now. No, I won't have time to read it. But it could have happened right there. Is that right? But in the Bible we read the angel, four angels are told, hold on the four winds. Is that right? Because there is a sealing first of the servants of God on the forehead. Amen. 144,000 Jews are supposed to come in. Then Armageddon happens. It's not now. Are you getting that, brother? So it could have happened in 1980. But God says, not now. 67, he says, not now. But now, him that can let loose
Let it be loosed off, because it's homegoing time. Amen. Brother, sister, I don't have time, but I want to read this. Amen. The angel of the Lord in 51. I go right in the middle of the paragraph.
Angel of the Lord, 1951.
Where the prophet says, when Russia goes down there to get that oil. That's all it needs. That's what the prophet said it will do. And we are ready for it then. So church, get ready to meet Christ. He is sending great revivals and meetings. And stirring the full gospel people. Signs and wonders appearing everywhere. Great wonders to draw his people together. And one day he shall come, the deliverer. We are speaking, brother, Russia is in the Middle East. America is in the Middle East. And the rest of the world is divided for a war. And we are relaxing. The Gentile is relaxing. You must be on your toes. Amen. I'm reading this one also. One paragraph 111, question and answers 54. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And here it begins off with Red Sea. And all these things, they are putting out the materials that's there.
Zvinotanga pano baba kumpa Red Sea vari kuunganidza zvinhu zvese zvombo izvi kuti zvigare panzvimbo.
The Jews, real rich.
Majuda vakapfuma zvakasimba.
Then that same thing will pollute their camp again.
Yeah,
they'll come right down. The cities of the world. Russia will come down and say,
Russia,
we just got to have that stuff. That's uranium and everything down here, down there. We got to get it. And as they go down, then will be the Battle of Armageddon. That will be when God will stand like he did in the valley for the children of Israel and fight again. But that will take place until the Gentile dispensation will be finished. And when that time is finished, she's cut off. Amen. Brother, this was 54. This was
1954.
Okay. Amen. He prophesied 1954. And we're seeing these things coming into place. Amen. We are seeing it with our eyes. We now call that prophesied promises. And happening in our day. Blessed are your eyes.
Many eyes of sages wanted to see these things. They wanted to hear these things. But they never heard it. But blessed are you. Are you blessed, brother? Hallelujah! We are going to receive a body change. That's a promise that God has given us. Do you love the Lord? Hallelujah! Let's stand upon our feet. Brother, sister, we're moving into 2018 with the rapture anointing. Our eyes are looking at the rapture anointing. Hallelujah! While the rest of the world is today under tribulation anointing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We love that. We just want to sing a little song. In the body that is thanking God for 2017. Amen.
Amen.
We got discouragements 2017. But we are looking forward to God coming to help us. 2018. It's time for us to pray. If you want to be on your knees to pray, if you want to stand praying, now we want to pray. Everybody, in your own way, wherever you are. Hallelujah. Thanking God and praising Him, giving praises. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory, 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 glory be to God.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah in the highest.